Didsbury. Didsbury Town Council has approved 7 road rehabilitation work, repair and maintenance projects totaling almost $96,000. The move came by way of motion at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. Administration recently identified 7 road sites that have severe deterioration and/or are areas of high traffic usage. The sites are 1430 to 22 ND Avenue, 1502 to 15 TH Street, 16th Street on north side of 20th Avenue, 17th Street and 20th Avenue, 2143 18th Avenue, 903 to 23 Red Street, and Southridge Crescent and 22nd Street. Council moved to award the 2021 Asphalt Rehabilitation Program to Ruby Rock Asphalt Works Limited, for $95,197 to be funded from the 2021 roads repair and maintenance budget. The advantages of proceeding with this arrangement is the timeliness of having this work done, said Ethan Gorner, the town's chief administrative officer. Ruby Rock is well equipped and prepared to undertake the project in a timely fashion, which they will execute with extra care to our local concerns. Project goes to budget process. In other council news, councillors have referred a proposed North End Street improvement project to next year's capital budget process. The move came after the Performance Evaluation Committee examined the level of service on the road north of the Shantz subdivision to town boundaries. The main issues with the current level of service the gravel road is the washboard effect and excess dust during use, Gorner said in a briefing note to council. The road services a high level of heavy traffic, and a permanent fix would be over $1.2 million for approximately 1.5 kilometers of road. The committee considered the application of an asphalt-like product which would harden the surface of the road and eliminate dust. The product would be approximately $100,000 to apply and has an expected life of 3 years. Council referred the 23rd Street North Improvement Project to the 2022 capital budget process. Council also referred the proposed purchase of asphalt repair equipment to the same budget process. Administration has been made aware that the demo equipment would be available at the end of the season for a reduced price of $67,575, a savings of $7,505, he said. This machine was used for demonstrations in various community, therefore the trailer will have a number of kilometers on it. However, the equipment will only have about 10 operational hours, and the useful life of the equipment is expected to be 10 years. All councillors attended the September 28 council meeting.